Proverbs 19:2 says also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The beginning of this proverb hits on something you might call a pet peeve for me, but this matter comes up in Scripture often. So any expository Bible teacher is going to have this issue as a pet peeve if he's faithful to the text. Ignorance is not bliss. It's a sin. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. From the very beginning, God has actually connected your love for Him to His Word. Back in Deuteronomy 11:1, therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep His charge and His statutes and His judgments and His commandments alway. End quote. And Jesus said this plainly in John 14:15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Yet millions of Americans would say, I love God, and then they'd admit that they rarely ever read His Word. And the polls and culture wars demonstrate their Laodicean lack of biblical morality and values, and they reflect that empty claim of loving God. If you're not in the Word, you will not mirror or reflect the truth and values of God's Word. And that's why we see the admonition to read and study and memorize and acquire the truth of God's Word so often in Scripture, in passages like Proverbs 23:23, which says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And our proverb reflects that. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. But this isn't just about biblical knowledge. Christians should be students of real science. The word science simply means true knowledge. And in the science of astronomy, we learn of a man named Johann Kepler, who lived from 1571 to 1630. And he's one of the most revered astronomers who observed the planets and stars and made great scientific discoveries about the function of the universe. And he said he was simply thinking God's thoughts after him. And that reflects Paul's statement in Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The Bible doesn't tell us to just learn the Bible. And a lot of people think they sound real spiritual when they say things like that. Oh, I only read the Bible. I don't read anything but the Bible. That's not biblical. We're also supposed to look at the universe and see the fingerprints of God in creation. The Bible also tells us that a wise man will learn from history and biographies. Ecclesiastes 1:9-10 says, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. Solomon, who wrote that under the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then laments the ignorance of history in the next verse. Ecclesiastes 1:11 says, there is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. And that is not good. One of the marks of a genuine born-again believer who is submissive to the Spirit of God, walking in the Spirit, and desires to please God, a mark of that kind of a good biblical Christian is the desire to also understand the knowledge that God has left us in creation and the knowledge to be found in literature. We must observe everything with spiritual discernment. We should be careful to judge everything according to God's Word and only believe things when they are completely, totally proven to be true. So we don't believe in evolution, for example. That's false science, or science falsely so called. But when it comes to truth and knowledge, our proverb says also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good.